Welcome, everybody, to the Sideshow. Once again, this would be episode number 5, I believe. And we're going to jump right out the gate because AP has something very exciting she wants to share. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what it is.
This.
We only know that it's something exciting.
She's been teasing us.
Yeah.
So it's something that's been haunting me for 15 years since I graduated college.
Goodness.
Wow.
That's I submitted my last payment for my student loans.
Yay!
Oh, that's so exciting.
Oh, that feels so good.
Thank God.
It was like, you know, just it was low interest rate. So it just kept paying off the monthly, whatever. I paid pretty much all the way through the pandemic. So I was really hoping that we would get that back pay, because that would have been almost life changing, because I was under $10,000. I continued to pay and I would have gotten money back, actually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the platform was going to be changing again. So I was under $3,000 and it was like, you know what? Let's just bite the bullet. Mm-hmm. I have it. We're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I hit the submit button.
Nice.
About an hour and a half ago.
Nice. Oh, nice. Nice. Well, congratulations. That's very exciting.
That's Thank a you. Big, big thing.
And it has taken so long. So anybody else who is listening, who might be struggling with it, just do what you can and get there. It'll hang over you for a while, but you'll get there.
Yeah.
They're rough.
Yeah. I remember feeling that when that happened for me too. And it's tough, but I will say it's not like, a standard loan, which is, it goes on your credit score and all that. And, you know, student loans don't really affect so much if you, like, I deferred for the longest time.
They can affect not credit, but I've had background checks before where they've been like, what's going on? And I'm like, well, I was with an abuser and I made $30,000 trying to support two people, one with a severe drinking problem and who smoked the most expensive cigarettes that I had always paid for. So,
of course,
nice.
Marlboros.
Those are the expensive ones? Oh, honey, I used to smoke Dunhills.
I've never heard that brand.
They are from they're from the UK. And a friend of mine in college.
You are so bougie.
Well, a friend of mine in college brought me back
some. I was thinking the same thing.
A friend of mine brought me back some when he was on there on a trip. He brought me back a whole case or whatever. Uh-huh. This was in the 80s. And they were so shishy and cool, and I loved them. And
you are so bougie.
So I smoked those for a while.
If you're listening, if you're listening, of course she's listening. What are they called? Dunhill.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a bougie like cigarette over in the UK?
Yeah, I don't
Zoe
know.
Zoe weigh in.
I don't even Zoe know if will still, tell us. I don't even know if it still exists, but it was a big deal at the time.
Amy's
like, I get my cigarettes from the UK. Thank you.
Only that one time. Although I did buy them here, but they were very expensive and I was in college and I was broke. So I did not.
Don't smoke those, loser.
That is what it looks like when it comes up.
Yeah.
What?
I just searched it. Dunhill's cigarettes. And that is what comes up. This guy and the logo.
Oh, that's funny. They used to come in a square case.
It's a Westminster, London-based cigarette brand owned and manufactured
bougie by
Alfred Dunhill Limited and British American Tobacco.
Yep.
That is Westminster. Yeah. Those are bougie. They probably have gold in them.
They have, I was going to say, they are the, when I used to buy them, that looks blue, but when I bought them, they were dark red and they had gold around the outside of the package.
Mm-hmm. God, yep. Amy,
except they were
so
square. They
much.
weren't rectangle like our cigarettes.
So
they
bougie.
Were square and they sat. Yep. And they sat in a row like that. Oh, my God.
Did you have
so
your
cool.
own cigarette case, too?
Of course I did.
Of course you did. Why am
please
I even
tell
asking?
Me that you had a Cruella de Vil, like long smoking.
I had those for parties. Yeah.
I love you so much right now.
I did. Like,
Megan,
I love smoking.
Megan, we should be Amy for Halloween. Amy from the 80s and the Halloween.
Yes!
Zoe, we'll send you money. Send us some Dunhill. Not Dunkirk.
No,
Dunhill.
I think Dunkirk is
a little bit different.
You can get
different.
Them at a smoke shop here.
A little bit
if
different.
If they still sell them. I think they do. I'll have to get some. I haven't smoked in 10 years, but I'll have one.
I smoked for like 3 months in college, and then I'm like, blech, my mouth, every day my mouth woke up tasting like ass. It was disgusting.
Never smoked. Yeah.
Yeah.
I smoked Virginia Slims. They were
so
super thin.
Yep. Virginia Slim ultralight menthol. That's what I smoked for the longest time.
3 months. And then I'm like, this is disgusting. My mouth tastes like ass and I reek. So I quit doing it.
Well, I'd smoked because all my friends did. Mm-hmm. And it drove me nuts when other people smoked.
Oh, so you
smoked.
Gave into peer pressure.
Yes. So I smoked because it didn't bother me if I was smoking.
Peer pressure, Amy.
My cousins, because they smoked, my older cousins on my dad's side, they smoked when they were teenagers and stuff. And I remember vividly having an argument with one of them at Christmas. And I can't remember which, if it was one or the other. And they're like, no way you go your whole life without smoking. No way you do that. I'm like, bitch, watch. It's like, if you tell me I can't do something, I am that person that it's like, you just went against my ego. Now I have to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I never planned to anyways. Cigars, I've had an occasional cigar, but that's...
That I haven't done.
They're gross.
That was like a couple times in college, but no cigarettes. Yeah.
My ex-husband likes cigars, so I tried it a couple of times. Not my cup of tea.
Now, mind you, these were like Swisher Sweets.
Oh, like, I have tried those.
Yeah.
I thought you might like a Stogie.
I will say I do love the smell of cigar smoke.
I do too.
Walking by a cigar shop, like there's one on Grand Avenue in St. Paul, and I used to walk by it when I worked for my bank a couple jobs ago.
Yeah.
And it's just, it smells so good. Like, it's
and the fresh tobacco smells delicious.
We have a guy who, when we go walking, especially in the winter, he has a pipe.
Ooh,
and he has pipe tobacco.
Tobacco smells
that is
good.
So distinguished.
And everybody, like everybody who goes walking or anything in this area, everybody knows who he is.
Pipe man.
We don't know his name, but he walks up from his house up to a corner where there's a bench by a bus stop, and he sits there for a while and he smokes his pipe, and it's like his exercise.
Can
and
you?
Probably his wife is not allowing him to smoke in the house.
Probably.
But it smells so good. And then there's it's funny because cedar chips that somebody puts down in near their house have a very similar smell after it's rained, especially. And so I went for a walk the other day and I was like, oh, where is, oh, it's not him.
Yeah. I bet he would be so interesting to talk to.
He just seems like such a nice guy too.
Cool. I would call him Sherlock.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him when I know who smokes a pipe.
Yeah. Or Popeye,
that's right. Corn cob pipe.
And with a button nose, two eyes made out of coal.
That's a different guy. That's Frosty.
That's Frosty.
That's Frosty. Yeah, Frosty.
Yeah. You only see him in the winter.
Speaking of Frosties, so I'm on Weight Watchers and I'm down 9 pounds, right? And I had a Frosty once, a couple weeks ago. No, I'm just kidding. I got a Frosty a couple weeks ago. I got a large Frosty. Okay. Chocolate. And for reference, I have 24 points to use in a day. Mm-hmm. So that's a reference. Okay. Large Frosty was 36 points.
Yep.
Oh my God. So my friend Rachel, who's doing Weight Watcher with me one night, she's like, I challenge you like to find the highest point value item you can and like eating out and stuff. So we both went to Cheesecake Factory because...
Oh, that's where you'll find it. For sure.
Okay. So there was one, her husband found 110 points for... like an Italian dish. I can't remember what the name of it is.
Wow.
But one of their shakes, a shake, an Oreo shake, 96 points.
Wow.
For a shake.
Yeah.
I'm like, are they making it with lard?
That's cream.
They gotta be using like heavy cream.
It's cream. And,
like they're just
and sugar.
Got a cow in the back that they're just squirting it right into the blender. That's how you milk a cow, I think.
Over the shoulder like that.
It's a really tall cow.
Just grab it over the
shoulder. Hey, I'm very short. Okay.
You are short. I don't think you're that short, but unless that's a really tall cow.
Are you like house elf short at this point with a...
Depending on what house, maybe. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
If we're in Jotunheim and the land of the giants in Norse mythology, I could be.
Okay.
I was going more along the lines of Hogwarts.
Oh, Dobby the house elf. Where did this conversation start? Like,
started with student loans and it ended with Dobby
the house elf.
That's just that portion.
Yeah.
There's more to come.
Let's just put 6 degrees of separation. How did we get from student
loans? Like an ancestry chart.
Yes. Yeah. To Dobby the house elf.
Yeah. I can do that. I'll draw it out. Do a mind map.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Okay.
Before we get too far off track, I want to make sure that we cover this one thing.
Because we're really on track. It's important. Right now.
I know. Well, we're supposed to be off track for the first hour. It's fine.
Okay.
But I want to make sure we cover this and don't forget. The thing I have on here that I just wrote, I have something with the winky. Megan knows what this is, but I didn't say anything to AP about it. Mm-mm. AP, we forgot to celebrate your anniversary with
us. We did. Oh, one
it was
year.
Like 2 weeks ago. And we should have done it last time we recorded because it was right. It was like your first episode, I think, was like June 5th or something like that, which I guess that still would have been a little late. But so congratulations. Thank you for being with us and
thank
sticking
you for
with
being
us
with
for
us
a whole
for
year.
1 year.
Oh my gosh, you guys have had me for a whole year.
I know.
So crazy. I know, because the first episode was when Megan was sick, and so Amy went over to your house, and that was the weekend before Briggs passed away.
And
then after that, I was out for a little bit because I just needed my recovery space.
Right, right. And then we brought you back for reals.
And here we are. Yeah, a whole year later.
You know? Man, so much goes on in a year. I know. It's crazy.
And it seems to go so fast. Mm-hmm. And then when you recap a year, it's like, that was a lot.
Yeah.
But a lot in that year.
Yeah.
Which is why it goes fast, I guess.
Yeah. Crammed a lot.
I can't believe it's June already.
Like, I can't believe it's middle of June.
Middle June. I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
I'm waiting for when I lose my camera here, guys.
I know.
I was just going to say, I've been noticing a flippity flop there.
My hands are in my lap.
I'm going to just send you a new one.
Likely story.
Hang on. Gracie's got something in her mouth. What do you have?
Oh, that's never good.
What do you have?
Pets and toddlers, whenever they have stuff. Oh, my God. Last night, Jordan sucked on the cat food and put it back in the cat bowl. And all the food got wet. And John's throwing it away. And I'm like, Jordan, did you put the cat food in your mouth? Yeah.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What was
he's at the age where he doesn't know to lie.
What was the story of the little boy who sucked all the salt off the pretzels and put them back
he sucked all the chocolate off the peanuts.
There was one about somebody had pretzels in a bag at a Super Bowl party and the kid like sucked all the salt off and put them back. In.
Gross.
That's disgusting. Kids are gross. Oh, well, yeah. Kids are gross.
That camera, here it goes. Well, hopefully your sound won't go. Well,
yeah.
You can get it back and we can still hear you.
I mean, the sound usually doesn't go when your camera goes. It's usually
usually just the camera. I'm like contemplating just unplugging it and trying to shove it into something else and see how it works. And then I'm going to punt
it. That's the motto for guys everywhere.
Well,
I'm here all week, folks.
Oh, dear.
And just like that, this went from G to R.
Yep. Well, I knew it wouldn't be too long.
No. I'm surprised we made it this long, honestly.
I know. Can I tell you guys I will not tell the whole version.
No, you can't.
You can't.
But just a recap.
I love how she just completely ignored
us. She just keeps going. She asked us if she could tell us. And we said no. She just ignored it.
It was a rhetorical question.
By the way, everyone, this is a Monday night, and I don't think any of us are drunk. So
no, I am drinking water out of my.
I have sparkling water and juice.
But I on Friday went to the eye doctor with Barb.
With Barb, oh,
took Barb.
Barb
to the eye doctor.
Oh and gosh,
yeah,
oh,
she
okay
because her glasses are they're pretty janky and they don't stay on her face, and so she doesn't like to wear them, and so. I was like, I don't think you can see for shit. And so we...
Well, you told us the sign story from driving a couple weeks
ago. Yeah, she couldn't see the signs and stuff. Yeah. So, so we went in and we did like a tandem appointment together because she's used to going to like old timey places where like they put you in the chair and they sit you back and they, you know, like no equipment basically, except for the sign on the wall.
Was she born in 1800? Like what?
It's close. So she's not used to any kind of technology. So I was like, this is really cool. You wear like a VR thing on your head and takes pictures of the back of your head and all this. Yeah. This place I go to is really cool. And so, like me and my cigarettes. And so I wanted her to get to, I wanted her to have a really, really good prescription that, you know, she couldn't get wrong, mm-hmm. you know? So, took her to this place and I figured she would be like weird about like all the technology and stuff and, you know, having to do all the different ways of doing things. And so I was like, maybe I should go first. She can watch me and blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, the people there were really, really cool. They were so good to her. All women.
Nice.
Really good to, which she had an issue with in the car on the way home. But all women, and they were all like, they almost treated her like she was a little kid. You know, they're like, you're doing such a good job. You know, it was really cute. And, but I, there was a couple funny things. First of all, we all know she lies, right?
What?
Like a rug. So we're, I'm telling her, I'm telling the doctor, I need to get her glasses that she will wear all the time. Keep on her face, not take off and put on, take off and put on. She wears them around her neck on this thing. And then she walks into the wall and breaks the arms off, or the bows off, you know, right? So telling the doctor all this. And then like about 20 minutes later, she says to my mom, so you wear your glasses all day, every day? And she goes, yep. And the doctor turns her back to her. My mom looks at me and goes, like, I got her. And I go, she just made a face. She's lying to you. She made a face.
Oh my God. Your mom is a literal toddler. And I love it. I love it.
And then later when we were all done and we're both sitting at opposite stations, getting our, picking out our glasses and getting them fitted and ringing them up and everything. She's got her glasses around her neck.
Right. And but she wears them all the time.
All the time. Yeah. And I said to the doctor, she wears them all the time. They're just around her neck. Yeah, they don't go on her face. So she is, I finished mine. I go over to help her and we're talking about if she wants bifocals or progressives and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so then she says, do you know where my glasses are? I don't know what I did with them. And I go, do you mean those? And I point to the ones on her chest and she's like, oh. and then as we're wrapping up, she says, well, so when are my glasses going to be done? And they said about 2 weeks. And she's like, 2 weeks? What am I supposed to do until then? I'm like,
what have you been doing?
Where are the glasses that you have sitting around your neck right now? Oh, God, it was funny. She's and they were amazing. All laughing so hard at her. And the doctor even was like, thank you so much for bringing her in. This is the highlight of my week. And then when we left, we parked directly out front and there's big windows out there. So as I get in the car and I'm helping her get her seatbelt on, they're all lined up in the window watching us.
This also shows you the importance of asking the right question.
Yes.
Do you wear your glasses all day? Yep.
Yep.
Do you wear your glasses on your on face your all face. Day?
She still would have said yes.
She would have lied anyway.
Yes. But yeah. I mean, the stories that you tell about your mom just remind me of my grandpa so much. Yeah. Like, there's also a danger with the doctors and dentists and all of that doing some of those things, like telling my grandpa that he has the heart of a 50-year-old when he's 87 and has had quadruple bypass, has had stents, has had plenty of things. Like, it's not.
We
don't need to say that because I'm sitting there going, oh, they just were being nice. Mm-hmm. And he's all like, I got the heart of a 50-year-old and I've got the body of a blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no. No, let's not and say we did. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know you think like you're helping and you're being good, but you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a line. So Amy, how many times has your mom asked you when the glasses are coming?
So far only once, but I've only talked to her once since then because this was Friday, and so I talked to her yesterday.
So it's a 1-to-1.
So 100% of the time.
I was going to go over to her house today to help her with her phone, but she didn't get back to me until like an hour ago, and so I didn't have time. So I will be doing that tomorrow, and I'm guessing she'll ask me again.
When you said that, it made me think of the scene in Mrs. Doubtfire when they're trying to change him into a woman and he said, how about like Shelley Winters? And the guy goes, I don't have the strength for that. That's what I don't have the strength for Barb.
I don't have the strength for that. Yeah, it was pretty funny. Oh, and then we had to go to Dairy Queen on the way back. I got a good picture of her with her.
I saw
big box of dilly bars and her.
I enjoy that you're such a big box of dilly bars, like right here.
Well, she was holding it like that. She was holding it like it's a baby.
I know, but you started off like this. For those who can't see, Amy started off giving us a drawing of a box with her fingers, but then stopped like she was honking some horns.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was fun.
Hi, friends. Do us and yourselves a favor and check out our affiliate, Three Spirit Drinks. They create plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs that are cruelty-free and vegan, and they are designed to give you some of the benefits of alcohol without the hangover and other side effects. If you're looking to cut down on alcohol but still want the buzz, check them out. The link is us.threespiritdrinks.com and use the promo code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES for 15% off your entire order.
That is fun. Yeah.
That's good.
Amy, did you want to talk about your fishing trip?
Yeah. So we were up fishing, my dad, my brother, and I, at the end of last week, which, by the way, we drove up Wednesday night, and those of you who live in Minnesota area, we had some horrendous storms that rolled through in different parts.
Yeah.
We were just north of Cloquet, and there's lightning all around us, and it just deluge, just could not see the road. Like, thank God my brother was driving, but
yeah,
you could hardly see the road in front of you. The windshield wipers couldn't go fast enough to keep up with the downpour. Luckily it wasn't that long of a downpour, but you know, and I'm also glad we weren't actually staying in the Boundary Waters at that point, but there were people they sent out, you know, over the years up in the Boundary Waters area, they've been putting reception towers to help get better reception out there.
Yep.
So they were able to send out texts out to groups that were out there.
Oh,
that were registered. You know, you have to register. You have to buy a permit if you're staying overnight and that sort of stuff. And you have to put a phone number on that you can be contacted at. So they've been trying, they at least try to do that, right? Mm-hmm. So we went out and fishing was a lot of fun. It was so windy, and we have a 3-person canoe. It was just so windy that first day. And, we didn't go out on the main lake, but we paddle in Portage. And so get into a spot in the river, and we just started fishing, and it's like, we're looking up and some really dark clouds coming over. Wind picks up a little bit. Fishing gets really good. Downpour.
Mm-hmm.
Stops. Clears up. Fishing is okay. Clouds start to roll in again. 8 times we got downpoured on.
Wow.
At least while we were out there. We got almost 2 limits of fish, and you know, and it was just kind of funny. You know, fun watching my brother catch stuff, and my dad was just basically holding us in place. Mm-hmm. Amy, the picture that I gave you for our Father's Day post.
Yeah.
Was he holding
like a minnow?
Yes, he was. My dad didn't catch any fish to put on the stringer, but when we were stopping to clean the fish, the fish were hungry when we were catching them, so they were eating minnows left and right. So a lot of times they plucked the line and then got back on the hook and whatnot. And which goes past the theory of that if a fish gets hooked once, they don't eat again for 36 to 48 hours. We'll tell that to the ones that had like 4 minnows in their gullets. Like, they were throwing them up, basically.
Oh, God.
And so my dad grabbed one of the partially digested minnows out of the water and built it up.
I just want to say that I was holding my own in a fish conversation with AP in our text thread.
Yep, yes, you were. I was reading that, and I was like,
fish, and I was like, oh, that's a walleye.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, yeah, it was. And then we talked about how to take fish off the hook and how northerns are slimy. And I'm afraid of them. When I was little, I was afraid to catch a northern. And I always had a pet fish. When I was little, my dad would take my brother and me fishing like all the time to this rock, like a quarry that one of his friends had. And so every time I caught a fish, my dad had to hold it and I had to pet it. And then we let the fish go.
That's awesome. I have a lot of great memories going up there fishing. I've caught all my biggest fish up in the Boundary Waters. I had like a 18-pound northern one time.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I was 17 or 18. And
you
we were
probably
fishing.
Ate a lot of minnows.
We were fishing in this little bay that we called Moose Bay. It's up on a lake called Insula, which Insula is island. And I mean, if you go and look up Insula Lake, it is massive and easy to get lost in and everything. And we were down in this little bay and it's a flat sandy bottom. And if you've ever been up in northern Minnesota, there's not a lot of sand beaches in areas, but this one had a big, beautiful sandy area. And you would often see moose prints across the sand there. So we were fishing out there and I hooked something and I thought it was a snag. So I thought I hooked a rock on the bottom because my rod just went funk. Like just doubled over and it was holding just down. It wasn't moving. And I was trying to reel it in. And my hunting uncle was in the back. He's like, "Where are you snagged? Where are you snagged?" I'm like, "I think it's over there." Yeah. He goes, "We weren't even over there." Well, I look at where my line is and I see behind the other canoe that was with us, my dad and one of the other canoes, my dad and sister, I think, were in it. And I see the back of a fish. And I'm like, "Dad, did the stringer get unattached from the canoe? That's not a walleye." Yeah. My line snapped. Now, I was scared of northerns for a long time. So I'm sitting there and I they were laughing because I was shaking the canoe. I was jittering so much in the front because I was like, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God." Get retied up. I think my uncle hooked it and it snapped his line. And then I got it on another time and we got her up and they had to put her into the net between two canoes and we had to take her into shore.
Oh my
to
God.
Get her. She was so big for the net. So she was,
how long was she?
41 inches.
Holy shit. Oh
God.
That is a big fish.
On 6 pound test line or 8 pound test line and an 1/8 ounce jig. So just like, like we were fishing for walleyes.
Yeah. Wow.
So we got her in. I touched it as they were holding it for me and we released her, but we released her. It took a little while because I had to get the swim line, so we just kind of held her in the water until she kind of acclimated, and then so once she stopped rolling from side to side and just kind of sat there, you kind of filter the water back and forth across their gills and stuff, and give them, they have, if you look at a fish, they have a line across their bellies or on their sides, that's their swim line. So they have a swim bladder that has to be filled for buoyancy. So it allows them to stay right side up. And so we got her right side and she took a couple minutes to get settled, but she just kind of swam slowly off. We watched her go for a while and we did not see her fall up on shore anywhere. So yeah, it was the coolest thing.
Wow.
That's really neat.
I've never seen one that big. I used to fish with my dad too, up at the cabin. But we always just mostly caught sunnies, crappies. He did get a northern one time, but we ate that.
Yeah.
And then
northern are very good. They're just very bony.
I remember eating them. No, and then we would get the bullheads.
Fathead. Oh yeah, the bullheads. Which
those are gross.
Lipped fish you are not supposed to put back in the water.
Oh, really?
Like that. Yep. Catfish.
I'm pretty sure we just put them back. I don't
know.
Or
not catfish, but carp and bullheads and that sort of stuff are really not supposed to go back into the waters for the most part, especially invasive. You're just.
Yeah. They're gross.
Well, this was in the 70s. God, I don't know if that was a rule.
They're so
back
gross.
Then. They are gross, though.
But, you know what's else really gross? Friday. We get done from our day of fishing where we didn't catch much on Friday. It was a beautiful day. And I mean, there was less wind, didn't have to worry about being in the office. So even though we weren't catching a lot, the most fun we had was our bait was just dangling over the edge of the canoe. Like when we were traveling around, whatever, damn bass kept jumping up and hitting it. Like all of a sudden you're having to grab the edge of your rod because it's starting to bend over. You're like, "What's going on?"
That's
the
easy
minnow's
catching.
Like 8 feet or 8 inches under the water. So I get back to the house we're staying at. I'm taking a shower and I'm washing my feet and I see something black between my toes and I just think it's
gross.
Like leaf foliage. because we're in, you know, we're in water area that has a little bit of stuff in it, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's clear water, but it's going to mm-hmm. have stuff in it. Mm-hmm. Then it wasn't coming off. And then I was like,
yeah.
I was making all sorts of, oh, that's so gross noises. Now, the house that we were in, the bathroom was through the kitchen. It was a galley style mm-hmm. kitchen. And on the other side, my brother was just sitting in the living room. And I came out and he goes, what was going on? I said, leech. It was a baby leech stuck. It was a blood sucker.
Yeah.
So there's leeches and then there's the blood suckers. It was, I have a bruise on the underside of my toe from where it was hooked onto. Wow. But it was under, it was between my baby toe on my left foot. Uh-huh. And it was curled around, so you couldn't, couldn't see it. So it was underneath that side.
No.
So it must have been hooked on the outside, that's like just underneath.
Disgusting.
So I was traumatized and victimized by a bloodsucker over the weekend.
You should call somebody about this. Like, there's got to be a lawsuit you can like jump on.
But in my 35 years going up there, I've never had a leech on me.
I hate leeches.
I used to get them all the time at our cabin. I used to call them bleaches. When I was little, I would scream, bleaches! Bleaches!
Yep. It's a combination of bitch and leech.
Yeah, which is what they are. Yeah. Bitchy leeches. Yeah. Now I feel stuff crawling on me.
If you ever if you ever do have one on you or some on you, salt.
Yeah,
salt.
That's what I've heard.
You use salt.
My dad would just yank them off of me.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. That hurts. My best friend, when she was younger, she was 10, 9, 10, somewhere in there. They were playing in the river up along the border, and they ran into like a swamp, part of the swampy area, came out with...
No.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
When leeches are really little, they're clear.
They are?
Like when they're...
AP's
just coming out of
banned from talking about leeches forever.
Yeah, so her
right
legs
now.
Were covered in baby leeches.
Oh, nasty. I've never seen leeches. A baby one, I guess. I mean, I've never seen a clear one, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about the next topic. I don't care what it is.
What's the next topic?
Well, I was going to say, you know, it was Wesley's birthday last week.
Let's talk about that.
Happy birthday, Wesley.
My little stinker boy. He is a whole 2 years old now.
Two.
As of the 27th, it'll be 2 years since I've had him.
Oh.
I know. And oh my God, you guys, did I tell you about how embarrassing he is?
I mean,
I think it's come up.
Yeah.
So my mom and I went for a walk a couple Saturdays ago. We went up to a lake near us, and it was like, we walked up there. I wanted to go run him in the water a little bit, but somebody was hogging the boat launch area with their dog.
What a dick.
I know. I sat there for like 20 minutes just waiting. I was like, fine. So I just took him in on the edge of the beach, but he loved it. Mm-hmm. But we got up to the lake and there is a pavilion there with restrooms. And I was like, well, I need to go to the bathroom. So mm-hmm. I gave my mom his leash. I start walking away and you hear just screaming. And then he just starts panic barking, like, just panic barking. And I turn around like, this is so embarrassing. Whose dog is this?
As I've never seen that dog in my life.
As I'm walking back, I can hear people laughing at me because they are laughing at him. And I'm just like, oh, I can't take you anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, when my mom had to use the restroom, I had treats. So I kept his attention.
Nice.
Yes.
Good.
So I guess get you someone who is as obsessed with you as he is. Makes
yeah.
You feel good.
Yeah, that's what I have in Gracie. She doesn't like to not be able to see me.
Mm-hmm. Gotta push open the bathroom door, make sure you're there.
Oh, she's in there before I even close the door. She's so fast. She and Vivi both are so fast.
That's what Jordan. And I'll be like, can you go sit with Dad? No. So I'm in there going number two and he's just sitting in there. And then I go, Mama, you stink. And I'm like, yeah, I told you, get out. Like,
I gave you warning.
This is
told
your
you what
fault.
Was gonna happen. No one to blame but yourself.
Yeah. Ew, Mama. Oh, you know what?
Well, next time, when I tell you to beat feet.
Yeah.
Beat feet. Well, I have one more little kind of fun thing I wanted to share with you guys. Mm-hmm. I got a new game this weekend. We played it on Friday night. Friends came
Is that
over.
What you were telling me? What you shared with me? The water?
No, that's another thing.
Oh, is this ransom notes?
Yes. Did you see that thing? Yeah.
We have it.
Do you? It's called Ransom Notes, and it's a little like Cards Against Humanity in that you get like a prompt and then you have to answer it, and you answer it as however
not
you want.
Easy. But
it's not. I am not that good at cards, like games like this.
And it wants you to like do things really fast, and all of us are like, what are we supposed to be doing?
Yeah. It's so you get a card that says like describe blah blah blah. And then you get these little, you know, those magnets, refrigerator magnets that have the words on them. And you just grab a bunch and you have them to choose from to make your answer.
Oh, my God. That sounds like so much fun.
It's really
What's everyone doing Saturday?
Yeah. Maybe we can do that.
I don't know.
I'm kid free. So.
Okay. Well, I was going to say I'll give you an example. So here, one of them was, and I'll post this on socials, but it's the prompt is write the warning label for a new Viagra alternative.
Oh my God.
And I don't even know who did this. It wasn't me. None of mine were any good. Robust weapon protrudes, wash bottom do tug.
I'm going to say that was Greg.
I think it might've been Amarina. I'm not sure. But anyway, I took a bunch of pictures because there was a bunch of them that were really funny.
That's fun.
So that's a fun game. If anybody's looking for that ransom notes, I'll put a link in the show notes.
I do like
when I went
games.
To buy it, I bought it from the game maker, right? The company, because I found the ad on Instagram. And I'm like, oh, that looks fun. And so I bought it and it came like the next day, like really quick. Mm-hmm. But then I went, oh, you know what? I could have probably bought this on Amazon and it would have been here quicker. This is before I got it. And I go to Amazon and it goes, you purchased this game in December of 2023. I'm like, I did. I remember now I bought it for Jackie. So I bought the game and I gave it away and forgot all about it.
That's funny.
That's
a Megan
that really
move
funny.
Right there. Like when we're getting ready to watch Riff Tracks and I'm like, oh my God, Amy, let's watch Munchers. And she's like, we fucking watched that.
We watched that last week.
No recollection of it.
No, that's okay. Some of those you don't want to remember anyway. They're pretty bad.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
So good.
I do have the new Clue game.
Oh, yeah.
Fun.
I have a Clue. Hold on. It's right behind me. Give me a second. It's Clue Conspiracy.
Nice. Oh, that's fun.
I haven't played it yet, but I have.
What the hell? Okay, why are we getting together and having a game night?
I know, we should. We should.
I also have a bunch of like the murder mystery ones where it takes you through. Oh, look at my camera decided to go
off. Oh, look at that. Right when you're showing something.
But I have a bunch of the murder mystery ones.
I'm telling you, we need to get together and have a game night because I will play the shit out of some games.
Yeah, we should do that.
And I have a regular Clue too.
That's why would we do that when you have Clue Conspiracy?
I have regular Clue. It's an old timey one. I mean, it's an old
That's
version.
Like saying,
well, I have the one with Miss Orchid. So,
here's some with Dunhill cigarettes, and then here's Marbreds. What do you want? Like, not even a contest. It's not even a contest.
No.
Also, do we name our side chats? Because if so, we could call this Amy's Bougie Past.
Sure. We can.
I'm just that's an idea. I'm throwing it out.
It is an
there.
Idea. I like it. I'm already thinking about what the artwork could be.
There it comes again.
Yep. I set my my drink down.
Oh.
How dare you?
I don't know.
I know.
How dare you? All right. Netflix game. That's one of the prompts.
Yeah, that is one of the prompts. So that was the other thing I was going to talk about. I just didn't know if we wanted to take any more time doing this, but we get some time. Netflix games, that was on my list. I did not know this until this weekend when my friends came over, that Netflix has games that you can use on their mobile app. And Amarina was telling me about a game called Cozy Grove.
Okay.
And it's a...
That sounds really fun.
It's
cute.
It sounded really cute. And it was like, it had to do with ghosts. You're a ghost and you live in a cemetery and you're trying to... solve
God,
a murder.
I
don't know. Looks so cute. So I looked it up. I could not find it. I think it must be Apple only. So you guys can look for it, but I couldn't get it.
I don't have Apple.
Oh, that's right.
I'm the only betrayer.
Yeah, you're the only.
I'll look it up right now.
Okay. So while you're doing that, I will say, though, that I did find some other fun games. And one of them, I took a screenshot of it, sent to Megan, because it was called Way of Water. And it all takes place under the sea. And there are sharks and there's turtles. And it's really pretty. Like, it's done really well. And you have to, like, clean these little spaces underwater to help the fish. And it's really cool. So there's a bunch of cool games. Well, Netflix games. Has so many games that are like, they have a Love is Blind game. They have games about the Netflix shows, which I need to look into a little bit more.
So I'm seeing this as, I just looked it up. It's a video game and it's a Switch.
Oh.
Nintendo Switch.
Oh. Well, that makes sense because she has that too. It looks really cute, but I can't play it.
Says play Cozy Grove Camp Spirit when it comes to Netflix on June 25th.
Oh, it's coming to Netflix. Okay. Well, it'll be out by the time this is released. So
what's the other one? The Water World?
I think it's called Way of Water.
Isn't that a movie?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. It's something water.
Wasn't that the one with the weird sea creature?
Yeah, with the lady in the, I think you're right.
And it won like a bunch of awards.
And everybody thought it was weird as hell.
I thought it was pretty good. World of Water. The game is called World of Water. And then I also found another one called Ghost Detective. But I got frustrated because it's a hunt and peck. You know, you have to, like, it shows you a screen and you have to find the fan, find the banner, find the cup of coffee.
Oh, I love those. Those are fun.
I do too. But this, I got stuck in because you had to get three in a row done, but I kept running out of time. And you can only get more time if you, like, punch in more credits. And I used up my credits and now I'm stuck. So I can't play unless it refreshes my credits. Because I'm not paying dollars, real dollars, to play a game like that.
No.
But anyway, so Netflix games, I didn't even know it existed, but they have a lot of fun looking games. And so I will be playing a lot of
them. If anyone knows how to search them, let me know. Because when I go to search them, it just brings me to all the shows.
Yep, yes. That's what it was doing for me too.
So I don't know how to search games.
No, I don't either. And it'll say, like, you know, comedies, movies, whatever. Mm-hmm. Why doesn't it say games and list the games?
It does have a thing for games, but it doesn't give you an option you to, like, look it. For.
Okay, you can I'm just. Really I bought a new camera. TikTok chair.
Did you?
Yeah, you know how I have to move my TikTok chair over? Mm-hmm. And I always run over my feet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's because I know I said last time that I wheeled it over. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have wheels. So I pull it over, and that's why I keep hitting my feet with it.
Got it.
It rotates around, mm-hmm. and then it crashes into my feet. So I'm like, I need to get wheels for the bottom of that chair. So I bought wheels, universal wheels, and I got them, and they didn't fit. They don't, you can't put them on.
Of course not.
So I went to look for wheels that I can put on that chair, and they mm-hmm. are $35 to $40. Well, the TikTok chair was on sale for $40. So I just bought another chair and put it over here so I don't have to move it back and forth.
I mean, if you're going to spend the money.
I mean, and that way, when you guys come over to record, one of you will be able to sit in a crisscross chair.
Makes sense.
So I'll have two of them.
There you go.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, friends. And if you made it this far, we are friends. Be sure to join us next week for our episode called An Ocean Full of Oysters. In this one, we discussed the Dead Files episode called Devil's Triangle, which took place in Pittsburgh, PA. It's season 11, episode 9 on Max anyway. And this was AP's choice, and it's a good one. So be sure to catch that next week. Thanks, friends. The TAC Sideshow episodes are, well, the sideshow to our main event, The Activity Continues, where we recap episodes of the Dead Files TV show. Since we spend a lot of time going off the rails anyway, we thought we'd just release these parts separately for those who like hearing friends chat about any and every topic, sometimes paranormal, sometimes not. We hope you enjoyed the show. We will see you next week. Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit. Please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when the activity continues.
Nailed it.